welcome to Train the Game Radio. I'm Mark Kington.
Yeah, hello. My name is Richard Hoffman. I'm an indie game developer, and also I'm a game designer course on the Train to Game program. And yeah, I have my own company. We're doing cool indie game development and publishing on different platforms, including Apple's iOS platform and the Google Play Store.
Hi, Richard. How are you doing, mate?
I'm all right. Thanks. Yourself?
I'm good. Cheers, buddy. So tell us a bit about yourself, what you've been up to lately.
Yeah, we just finalized our game Man Alive, which is now out on two platforms, iOS and Android. We also intend to publish it on Windows 8, so that will be out quite soon with help of Microsoft tech team.
Yeah, and how was it working on Man Alive?
It took a long time actually, because we all working full time, and we did all our spare time. We started 2 years ago on Global Game Jam to do it, and then we saw it's a really cool game which emerged after those 2 days, and then we just continued working on it and getting to a stage where it is now, and we are quite proud of it.
Yeah, I've had a bit of a play of it myself on my tablet, and it is quite a good different idea. Where did the idea come for it?
The idea came basically from the Global Game Jam 2 years ago, where there was a theme set. We had to do something around as an ancient symbol, a snake that actually kind of eats its own tail. It's kind of a round-shaped form. Yeah. I forgot the name of that one, but maybe...
The robber.
That's the one, I think.
Yeah.
Yes, and my Greek is kind of limited, I think, or Latin. So, and with that theme in mind, we just bounced off a few ideas with everyone, and that's basically what came out of it. And we thought, why do something, you know, we love playing Mario Brothers and platform games, and Limbo, for instance. And then we saw, okay, every game has the same pattern. It's all about surviving, and you have 3 lives, and then that's it. So we are kind of bored about this game. I mean, I play games for 30 years now, and kind of it's always the same pattern, and we thought we'd do something different. And with this theme, we just twist the whole platform game paradigm on its head. So it's not about surviving, but you have to die at least once in a level to get to next level, next stage. So it's kind of an encouragement to at least throw yourself into a river and then just jump up over your corpses, which is kind of fun because it's a cute, quirky kind of graphic style, which it's not too serious at all. Because if I explain to people sometimes, again, kind of get a little bit, anxious about the subject, but it is quite funny.
No, yeah, it is good. It is like along the same sort of vein as Limbo, where like it doesn't look so bad to die, and it doesn't sort of shock you or anything. It's just something that happens.
Exactly. Except that in Limbo, I actually, the first time I played it, my friends didn't tell me that you could die. So I just had a real shock moment. I thought it's kind of, this goes forever, and everyone was laughing at me for not knowing that. But it was kind of a funny moment as well.
So what is the company you're working with to create Man Alive?
That's my own company, which is called Global Empire Soft. Which I created 3 years ago, and just started creating apps and games during that time, basically.
Yeah, and who is it? Is it like all Train to Game people working with you now, or have you got a mixture?
I have a mixture, actually, yeah. So it's people I know from other universities plus Train to Game students. We work on off together on different game projects whenever they have time as well.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.